Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom to everyone that is listening in the world today. I am your host for this evening. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane, Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens and earth and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And this is nothing but the truth. And I would like to say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your great love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what we will be discussing this evening, I first have been thoroughly enjoying the programs that have been coming on this week, dealing with questions and answers. Because truly, all wisdom, all understanding, and all knowledge comes from Yah. So the fact that we can have questions, submit our questions, and Yahweh has the answer, shows that we serve the true and living Elohim. Now, does this mean that every answer that's given, everyone's going to agree with? Absolutely not. Does this mean that every answer that is given, everyone's going to see? No. But what it does show is that Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. And all wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, as I stated before, comes from Yah. And when Yahweh gives an answer, when Yahweh establishes a doctrine, when Yahweh establishes his covenant, when Yahweh shows not only who, when Yahweh reveals his holy arm and shows his people, it's not only imperative that we listen, but it's also a command. Because undoubtedly in the world today, it says in the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 8th verse, it says that the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. And we have to start understanding our way on our servitude towards the Most High. Why we are serving the Most High in the magnitude that we are today, or why we're not serving the Most High like we should. And undoubtedly, if we're not serving the Most High with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might, it's for one reason and for one reason only. It is simply because Yahweh said that he is Elohim. He is the Elohim that brought us forth out of the land of Egypt, of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Yahweh has established that there is none else besides him. So anytime that we add to the word of the Most High, anytime that we diminish from the word of the Most High, anytime that we take for granted what Yahweh is showing, then what we're doing is breaking the commandment. And what commandment are we breaking? Well, if you turn with me to your books, to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, I'm going to read the 7th verse, which happens to be the third commandment. And it reads, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh thy Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Now, what does it mean to take Yah's name in vain? Well, that's to lightly esteem it. That's to take it as if it's nothing. Take it as if I'm giving you a command, or someone else is giving you a command. You can either choose to follow it, or you can choose not to. But when your Elohim is speaking, when the Elohim of all living is speaking and giving the command, then our attention shall be on 10. Our ears should stand up. We should shiver and tremble at the words of our Elohim. But when we don't, and we take it as, oh, that was nice, that was suggestion, that's a good suggestion, we are taking the name of our Elohim in vain. And it says Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So Yahweh not holding us guiltless for what we're doing today. Yahweh is not holding us guiltless for the acts that we're showing today. Even though the vast majority of the people are in gross darkness, Yahweh says has given each and every last one of us an opportunity to seek his face. Yahweh has given each and every one of us an opportunity to seek out his word. Yahweh has given us the opportunity now where Yah's messengers can stand before the world and witness to the Most High. But when the warning is not hearkened to, that's why Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel that he set up watchmen. And if the watchmen sound the alarm, well, if the watchmen don't sound the alarm and the people are destroyed, then Yahweh will require the blood of the people on the watchmen's hands. Why? Because he didn't do his commission. He sat and then warned the people, He never warned the people of the impending wrath of Yah, and they got consumed in it. So now their blood is on his hand, on his head. But Yahweh also said that if the watchmen blow the trumpet and the people don't hearken and they be destroyed, then that watchman, he only has the answer for his own transgressions. But the blood of the people are not on his head. Why? Because the people heard the warning. They just didn't hearken. The people heard the cries. They just didn't hearken. The people seen the anger of Yah, but they didn't take it into consideration. And it's for this, your Elohim's name in vain. Because how can you say you serve Yah? How can you say you walk with Yah? How can you say that Yahweh is your shield, but you ignore everything he says? You do nothing he commands. You hearken to nothing that he instructs. But you say your name is Yisrael. You have the name of Yah upon you. But yet you hearken to none of his words, none of his counsel. And look at what Yahweh said we did. Yahweh said that we did this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. It reads, when I'm going to start at the 9th verse, it reads, for Yahweh's portion is his people, and Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in the desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, Pernes, and fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, and takes them and bear them on her wings. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. So Yahweh said, look, just like an eagle would take care of their young, Yahweh said, this is how I brought you in. This is how I carried you. But let's continue to read. It said, butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of bread of Bashan and goats with the fat and the kidneys of wheat. And thou did drink the pure blood of the grape. But in verse 15. Well, no, in verse 13, excuse me. It says, he made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of bread of Bashan and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou did drink the pure blood of the grape. So all we had was the best. All we ate was the best. All we drunk was the best. We slept in the best bed. We lived in the best houses. We were the creme de la creme. And that's why a lot of our people have an affinity to try to get the best that Babylon has to offer. They got to get the high-end clothes, the highest price shoes, the highest jewels. They got to have the best because that's the stock for which we came from. But the reason why we lost it, the reason why we fell short, the reason why we don't have it in our possession today is because of this 15th verse. It says, but Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked, thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And this is why we are in the state that we're in. This is why we are the borrower and not the lender. This is why we're the tail and not the head. This is the reason why we're the landless and not the landowner. This is the reason why our enemies are ruling over us and we not ruling over them, because we lightly esteem Elohim. And because we did, And because we refuse to walk after the Most High, we got placed in a situation where now you're going to be ruled over by people that don't obey my voice. So you're going to see what happens when you cry out in the street and it's ignored. You're going to see when you try to get justice and you don't receive it. You're going to see what happens when you're reaching for the light and all you keep finding is darkness. Because you lightly esteem your rock. You took your Elohim name in vain. You took your Elohim for granted. You were under the impression that no matter what I do, no matter how I act, no matter how I walk, Yahweh is going to forever bless me. And we were sadly mistaken, sorely mistaken. That's why it says in the Proverbs, it says, he that turns his foot from hearing the law, even his prayer shall, he shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Because how can you say you serve Yahweh, and Yahweh is your Elohim, and you don't turn your foot from his law? Which means you don't turn your foot from his instructions. Which means you have turned your foot away from his word. Because you done came out of the churches. Don't think that because we done came out of the mosque. Don't think that because we have came out of these various origins of religion that we still not taking our Elohim name in vain. When Yahweh gives us a command, when Yahweh gives us his instruction, when he sends his servants forth to give us the word of Yah to instruct us, and we don't hearken, we might as well go back to the churches. We might as well go back to the mosque. We might as well go back to the synagogues. Now, why do I say that? 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. 1 Samuel 15 and 12. And it reads, and when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of Yahweh. I have performed the commandment of Yah. And this is how we act today. We say, man, why are we catching so much hell? We doing what Yahweh has commanded. But look at what took place. It says, and Samuel said, what mean you, this bleeding of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought from the Amalekites for the people, spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto Yahweh Elohim. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Now, if you know this testimony, that wasn't the commandment of Yahweh at all. Yahweh commanded, Yahweh instructed, he said, kill everything breathing. The men, the women, the children, and that went for the beast as well. But because we hearken to our own instructions, we listen to the imaginations of our own heart, think that we could be the judge, we put ourselves in the position to where we think that the judgment of Yahweh can be altered by us. But look at what the judgment of Yah did. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell you what Yahweh have said to me this night. And he said unto me, say on. And Samuel said, when thou was little in thine own sight, was you not made the heads of the tribe of Israel? And Yahweh anointed you king over Israel? And Yahweh sent you on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed? Wherefore then did you not obey the voice of Yah, but did fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of Yahweh. Now, you would think that you saving the best of sheep and oxen, you would think that Yahweh would be pleased with that. But that's the problem. Think that Yahweh would be pleased with this. But no. Yahweh said, do as I have commanded. Do as I have instructed. Hearken unto my voice. Don't take my name in vain. Don't take it as if Joe Bob said it. Don't take it as just any other man said it or any one other woman said it. This is your Elohim. And you have sinned greatly by not hearkening to the voice of Yah. And when we don't hearken to the voice of Yah, we sin and we have sinned greatly. And then verse 20, it says, and Saul said unto Samuel, yea, but I have obeyed the voice of Yah, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took up the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things, which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh our Elohim in Gilgal. So Saul doing exactly what Adam did. He blamed his wife. She blamed the serpent. But everyone was in fault because no one hearkened to the voice of Yah. We took our Elohim's name in vain. We took it as if it was nothing. And this is what Saul did to the voice of the people. And then look at the judgment. It says, and Samuel said, have Yahweh in great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Now, because you have rejected the word of Yah, he have also rejected you from being king. See, that's all it takes. That's why Yahweh said, don't take his name in vain. That he won't hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And that's all it takes is for an instance for us to take Yah's name in vain. All it takes is an instance for us to take Yah's name in vain, and next thing you know, we no longer a king. We're not in the stead of a prince. Now you in your captivity being crucified by your enemies. And all of this because of rebellion. It says the sin of witchcraft. And being stubborn against the Most High is iniquity and idolatry. Why? Because how you going to be stubborn and say you serve Yah? Matter of fact, how you going to be stubborn and not only say you serve Yah, but don't hearken to the voice of your Elohim? This is as iniquity and idolatry. And both are an abomination. And both are punishable by death. That's why we're being consumed today. This is why we're being destroyed today. Because we're taking our Elohim name in vain. And who you trying to uphold? Who you trying to uplift? You tell your people to start serving Yahweh, and they got all type of questions. Well, what about this? What about that? They start inquiring about your enemy, your adversary. They got a million reasons why they can't serve Yah. But they run a couple commercials and tell you to go vote. Then all of a sudden, now you can liberate yourself. Now you can free yourself. Now you have the tool to open up the prison houses. And you thought you had this tool for over 400 years, and it has gotten you nowhere. You know why they dropped the bomb on Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma? You know why they bombed out Rosewood? You know why they stopped Marcus Garvey from getting on them ships? You know why Malcolm X wasn't prosperous in the movement? You know why Martin Luther King wasn't prosperous in the movement? Because none of these people and none of these movements exalted Yah. They took Yah's name in vain. And a lot of our people, they can quote these scriptures, but they won't refuse to walk therein. And this is why we're in the condition that we are in today. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter. In the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, I will begin to read at the 11th verse. And it reads, "And you went over Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites, the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hands. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword, nor with your bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them, and of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted, not did you eat. Now therefore, fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the idols which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahweh. But if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether it be the deities which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the deities of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh." And the people said, "Elohim forbid that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other deities." So the people knew exactly what they were signing up for. They knew. This is why Yehoshua said, you can't serve Yah. Because if it's not going to be in sincerity, if it's not going to be in truth, then what you're going to end up doing is serving your Elohim in vain. Which means you're going to lightly esteem his words. You're going to be good for a minute, but then you're going to go after your father's idols. But he said, look, you got to be strong and very courageous if you're going to serve Yahweh. That's why he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yah. And the people heard this and said, well, we're going to serve Yah too. But after that generation died off, we start serving idols. And undoubtedly, that's what we're doing today. Serving these false idols. Whether it be the idol in the church, or whether it be the idol in the political voting box. We have dedicated ourselves to serving these false idols that act like they're going to bring us salvation. That act like they're going to bring us peace. That act like they're going to bring us justice. That act like they're going to bring us judgment. When really all we receive is the opposite of that. Why? Because Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. How could you trust in a man over the Most High when Yahweh said, curse be the man that trusts in man? How can you witness for anything else other than the Most High when Yahweh said this in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter? in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the 10th verse, it reads, "Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed when there was no strange Elohim amongst you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Elohim." And that's what we're supposed to be witnessing to. This is who we're supposed to be witnessing for, the true and living Elohim. And when we don't do this, we take it our Elohim name in vain. Because what are we witnessing to? Who are we witnessing for? You gonna forsake Yah to go vote? You gonna forsake your Elohim to go march? You gonna forsake your Elohim for some pork chops, for some shrimps, for some lobster tail? How are we doing these abominable things, but still think that we're getting grace from the Most High, that we're getting favor from the Most High, that we're getting honor from the Most High, when we taking our Elohim name in vain daily? Our people that went and go voted a couple of weeks, they still celebrating. But this man that's in office right now, he don't look like he gonna concede no time soon. He's fired most of his cabinet and replaced them with defense officers and secretaries because he's ready to go to war. You see what he told the Proud Boys when he had the debate? He said, "Look, stand back and stand by." Because this is his stoutness. This is his arrogance. This is his base. But how did we know that he was going to be like this? How did we know that Obama wasn't going to bring you salvation? How did we know that Bush wasn't going to bring you salvation? Is it because we talked to a psychic? No. Is it because we that smart and bright and just got it like that? No. We know this because we believe in what our Elohim has spoken. And this is what we're witnessing to. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, I'm going to read the 17th verse. Daniel 4 and 17 reads, "That this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and he sets up over it the basis of." So no wonder the vast majority of our people don't see it. No wonder you can read the scriptures and read other scriptures and our people will just ignore it. Because this is to the intent that the living may know. Now, how in the world are you living? How in the world are you seeing, hearing, and considering? But you still put your hand in with this man to go vote an oppressor in the office. When it just said that Yahweh rules in the kingdom of man, and he sets up over it whomsoever he chooses. Not with your help, not with my help, not with our assistance. He sets it up whomsoever he chooses, and he chooses the basis of man. And trust me, nobody knows who's the basis like Yahweh. Yahweh knows who's the lowest of the low. Yahweh knows who is the bottom of the bottom. That's why he's been setting it up, and that's why we still haven't received any equity. That's why you're still screaming for equality. Even though you're saying your people died for the right for you to vote, died for the right for you to march, and they still showing you no favor. Because this is what your Elohim says. And the reason why this is coming to fruition, the reason why this is right before our face, is because we've taken our Elohim name in vain. And Yahweh said he will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. But you may feel like, well, that's your interpretation. That's how you see it. I don't necessarily agree. You got to show me something that's more graphic than that. Well, let's do this. Let's do so. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the waters, the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Now, the scripture that we just read, if you ask the vast majority of our people, when does the day begin? And they will tell you, well, it begins in the evening. When it's getting dark. But we clearly see, Yahweh said, that the light is day, and darkness was night. Even said when Yahweh saw the light, he said, man, this is good. He didn't say that when it was pitch black. He didn't say, man, this is good. I'm going to just keep it in this state. I'm going to just give a little light. No, Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light. And he divided the light from the darkness. And the light he called day, and the darkness he called night. So anytime we try to mash this together, trying to bring this together, we taking our Elohim name in vain, because we didn't do these works. We didn't create this light. We didn't create this darkness. Yahweh did. So how is Yahweh going to be your Elohim, and he say light is day, and when I turn around and ask you, well, what is day, you saying darkness. Now, I don't care how you mask your rebellion, it's rebellious. I don't care if you mask it in the language. I don't care if you mask it in the teacher. I don't care if you mask it in what's coming from your heart. It is all confusion. And it's taking your Elohim name in vain. Because this is what Yahweh has decreed. This is what Yahweh has set up. This is what Yahweh has ordered. You can read the 14th verse of this same chapter. You can read Psalms 136. You can read these scriptures, and you will always see light is day and darkness is night. And you won't never see a scripture where it says, and when it drew near darkness, Yahweh said, it is day. You won't see it. But our people will believe it. Our people will follow it. Why? Because they're taking their Elohim name in vain. You're taking your Elohim name in vain when you do this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter and the 16th verse, it reads, "The father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin." Now, how can you read this? Say that you serve the Most High and ask who's your Lord and Savior, and you give a name that Yahweh didn't say. You mention a name that Yahweh hasn't mentioned. You following after someone who Yahweh didn't tell you to follow after. And patterning yourself after someone who Yahweh didn't tell you to pattern yourself after. People will say, well, I'm a Christian because we Christ-like. But you'll never hear Yahweh say, be like Christ. Yahweh says, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and from the hole of the pit for which you were digged. Look unto Abraham and Sarah that bear you. Because this is who Yahweh used as examples. If you're going to pattern, if you're going to follow after someone, if you want your swag like someone, then pattern yourself after someone that Yahweh mentioned. All these foreign idols and these foreign characters, Yahweh ain't mentioned these clowns. Not one bit. Not at all. But undoubtedly, this is who our people will follow. This is who our people will pattern themselves after. But then claim that they're serving the Most High. Well, Yahweh said, you taking his name in vain. And he will not hold you guiltless that take his name in vain. Yahweh also said this in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, I will begin to read at the 17th verse. It reads, they that have taken off his hand from the poor, that have not received usury nor increase, and have executed my judgments, have walked in my statutes, he shall not die. For the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. But as for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, he spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good amongst his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. But yet you say, this is what our people are saying. Why? Does not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son have done that which is lawful and right, and have kept all my statutes, and have done them, he shall surely live. This is what our people think is proper judgment. Like, yeah, the son did good, so he should carry the weight for his father, who did the exact opposite. But listen to the judgment of Yah. It say, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the fathers, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the sons. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. This is how Yahweh judge. Yahweh said, the soul that sinned, it shall die. The father not going to die for the son, and the son not going to die for his father. You got to die for your own sins. But our people will walk after a religion that will say, this is not true. Someone can and has died for your sins. And will walk contrary to the Elohim, and wonder why we catching the oppression that we catching. Why we are catching the slaying that we're being slayed by. Because the very obstinance, the very stiff neck, the very hard heart that we showing towards our Elohim is being recompensed upon our own heads. Now we think it's responsible for the righteous to die for the wicked. But the testimonies of Yah say, look, it's above Yah to kill the righteous with the wicked. Less so for the wicked. This is a complete abomination. But our people will walk in this our people would believe in this. Our people would be under the impression that this is righteousness, when in actuality, it's the complete opposite. But you won't know what righteous is. You won't know what wickedness is if you continue to take your Elohim name in vain. Because what Yahweh has purposed, what Yahweh has ordained, our people are walking contrary to it. And this is why we're in the state that we are in today. In the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter, and the 8th verse, it reads, "But now, O Yahweh, you are our Father. We are clay, and you are our potter. And we are all the works of your hands." So we clay, and Yahweh is the potter. But we want to contend with the clay maker. We want to say that the clay maker ways aren't right. The clay maker ways aren't just. The clay maker ways are crooked. And Yahweh said, no, your ways are crooked. Your ways are perverse. And you know your ways are crooked. We know our ways are perverse because we've been acting in this way for 400 years and haven't got any prosperity. We haven't gotten ahead at all. We continue to be the tail and not the head. We continue to be the borrower. Are we in this condition? Because Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And what is Yahweh requiring of us? This is what Yahweh is requiring of us in the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter, and the 5th verse, it says, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." And this is what Yahweh is looking for, a righteous sacrifice. But is Yahweh looking for bullocks? Is Yahweh looking for rams? Is Yahweh looking for a butt-naked man to be hung up and strung up? Is this the sacrifice that Yahweh is looking for? No. This is the sacrifice that Yahweh is looking for. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 7th, I'm going to read the 7th and 8th verses. And it reads, "And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh have spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh." So this is the sacrifice that Yahweh is looking for. He's looking for us to keep our word. Because we already agreed that all that Yahweh has said, we're going to do. So it's not time to turn to the left or to the right. It's not time to look to your enemies and wonder why they're not showing you no peace. Why they not giving you no justice? Why you can't seem to get out of the pit? Because we made a promise. We made an agreement. We made a contract with Yah and said that all that you say, we will do. And we didn't say all that you say in Hebrew, we will do. All that you say in Jerusalem, we will do. No, it say all that you have said, we will do. That was the contract that we made with our Elohim. That's the sacrifice that we made with our Elohim. And when we don't honor this, when we don't, and when we ignore what we have promised, then we don't take our Elohim name in vain. Because the name of Yahweh is upon us. And if we're not confirming his words, his testimonies, his laws, his statutes, judgments and commandments, then Yahweh will not hold us guiltless. Let's take his name in vain. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter. And in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to begin to read at the 6th verse. And it reads, "For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away and have turned aside from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Yahweh. But you said, wherein shall we return?" Now, this is what we're asking. Where are we going to return? How do we return to you, Yah? And it says, "Will a man rob Elohim? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings." And we robbing Yahweh daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Because we telling the Most High what we should give him. And we robbing the Most High. We stealing from the Most High. And we thinking we not even batting an eye. We not even giving a second thought to it. But is this how the righteous think? Is this how the righteous carries himself? Look at what the righteous thinks. And this is the last scripture in Proverbs, the 30th division. In Proverbs, the 30th chapter, I'm going to read the 7th verse. Start at the 7th verse. In Proverbs 30:7. It reads, "Two things have I required of you. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient that is needful for me. Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is Yahweh? Or lest I be poor and the name of my Elohim in vain." And that's what we do when we not paying tithes and offerings, because that's the law. When we not keeping the law, when we not confirming the testimonies, when we adding to the word of Yah, when we diminish it from the word of Yah, when we putting trust in man and making flesh his arm, when we putting trust in our own hearts, when we walking in our own way, we are taking our Elohim name in vain. And Yahweh said that he's going to redeem his people, that he's going to save his people, that he's going to bring his people out of captivity, but not for our righteousness' sake, but because of Yah's name's sake, his holy name's sake. Because every day, Yahweh's name was blasphemed. And all we did was sit there and they should do it. But who's going to stand in the gap? Who's going to be bold as a lion? Who's going to be a witness for Yahweh? And who is going to stop taking their Elohim name in vain? Because Yahweh is not holding us guiltless that take his name in vain. So make your word your bond. Because your Elohim word is his bond. That's why he say don't lie or deal falsely. That's why Yah say swear to your own hurt. Because Yahweh keeps his word. Now it's time for us to honor ours and serve Yah with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. Walk in all of the ways of our Elohim and to fear Yahweh, to love our Elohim. We do this, and we will stop taking our Elohim name in vain. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
It made me feel as if I was the highest thing in the world, because I thought I could do the greatest secret on this earth. Men and women were burning down institutions of education and rioting because they wanted black history. And I said, I found black history right here in the Holy Scriptures, and I found out that I'm part of the holiest, greatest.
Yeah, I serve a refined purpose, walk through the iron furnace, not burning 400 years, you got it, no time, purpose, wise, flourish, fools, following folly, the blind person, eyes hurting, let the light in, like I despise hurting, watch out for them lies, service, humbleness, and try, purchase, cause it's kinda hard to stay on your job, with pride, working, what's his name, and his son's name, if you can tell, Yahweh Elohim, the host, his son's name is Israel, so awake, Jacob, and watch out for yourself, Yahweh be with you, you'll be with him. If you seek him, he will find you. Do not put his words behind you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. So please be mindful. Life is a battleground, so break up your fallow grounds. Seek righteousness and sow in mercy till he shower down. Your former is out of rain. We start in the latter days. Jacob no longer repressed and thinking like slaves.
Yahweh is his name. His word has came to us in the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word has came to us in the rain.
Is that Yahweh?
Yahweh is his name.
Yahweh is our Lord.
His word
is came
to
us. When I call, O Elohim, of my righteousness, you have enlarged. When I was stressed, you heard my prayers, have mercy upon. When I almost let you grab my foot and told me to hold on. O sons of men, how long will you turn Yah's glory into shame? And love, living vain, walking in your own way. See, life, but Yahweh separated to himself. Death from death, with him understanding, knowledge is my help. Finally, step, please, Yashima, when I call, standing all don't sin, commune with your own heart while you're still in your bed. See, lie, offer the sacrifice of righteousness. Put your trust in Yah, so your life just lives. No, some will say, ain't no good in this day. Yah, let this confidence to shine its light on his face. Put gladness in my heart more than the time when they rhyme increase. Now I will both lay me down in peace, cause only Yah keep me safe.
Yahweh is his name. His word has came to us as the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word has came to us as the rain.
Is Yahweh?
Yahweh is his name.
Yahweh is our Lord.
His word has came to us as the rain.